Okay, I would like to call the Fire Committee meeting, August 4th, Tuesday, to order. The first order of business for us is to approve the minutes from the July 6th, 2020 meeting.
Move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, great, thank you. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in the public comments section for our benefit now, or for any item on the agenda or others? I do not see anyone lining up. So we'll move on to the next agenda item, item number four. Chief, can you walk us through the fire prevention amendment?
Yes, sir. So South Carolina uses the International Fire Code as our standard of how we do inspections, new construction, things of that nature. So every 3 years, they do an update. The update came out from the International Fire Code in 2018. Then the state of South Carolina takes an entire year, 2019, to review it and see which portions they will adopt. And then in this year, we adopt it. So we've looked over it, the state's adopted it, and part of the state law is that we have to follow their regulations.
Right.
There's nothing in there that's really changed significantly that would burden us or adding additional things. There is some new food truck regulations that we're working on just for inspection side. But basically, yes, sir, just looking for an ordinance to amend this section so that we can adopt the new fire code as the state already has.
And it is your recommendation that we do approve this?
Yes, sir. We've looked through it. An ordinance has been drafted, and I would recommend that you do approve.
Okay.
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we will now take this to full council for approval Tuesday night.
Could I ask the chief a question?
Certainly.
Does this help us with our fire ratings by adopting this?
No, sir, not necessarily. It's just basically a formality of how the state adopts it, and that they pretty much mandate that we adopt it. And we follow it every year, 15, 12, like going back, we've followed this. But as far as helping a fire rating, it doesn't really affect it.
Okay, great. Okay, the next item is talking about the property that we have on Bowman Road. And I know there's a lot of history here, so for all of us, if you can just go through that, it'll help us with our decisions.
Yes, sir, absolutely. So currently, we have a squad assigned there. That's our medical quick response unit. And it's a busy station. It's really in a strategic location. They respond to about 2,000 calls a year. A lot of medical calls in that jurisdiction is the hospital and the elder care facilities, nursing homes, things of that nature. So they have a large call volume. And as I said, it's a strategic spot because it's kind of in the middle, and I'll show you the next slide. It's number seven there, which is circle, but it's in the middle of four other jurisdictions. So that spot can get throughout that south part of town really quickly. So we look at it as an opportunity for the future. Maybe we tear the station down, adjust what units are there, and that could be several years from now, but it's really a key piece of property, especially in an area that's already pretty much grown in. There's no additional land. So to lose this or to not really be able to control how it goes in the future, we feel that it's important to work with the county in getting this deed. Now, we've had it since 1971. There was an agreement, a 25-year lease, and then an option for another 25 years. So next fall, we're coming up on the end of that lease, and we started early to try to make sure that we could still have that piece. And in so doing, the county contact said, hey, it looks like back in 95, both councils agreed to deed it over to the town. Somehow, nobody's sure what happened. It never got deeded over. The county still has it, but they're willing to work through the process again. And their only stipulation really is that if it's ever sold, that the proceeds would be split 50-50 between us and the county. So I'm asking, originally it was done by a letter from the mayor. I don't know what's appropriate, what y'all think's appropriate as far as a formal request to the county. But looking to move forward with this and hopefully get the deed transfer so that
Sure. So
we can secure the strategic piece of property.
Absolutely.
And not have to worry about a lease.
So I guess, Eric, action was taken by both councils in 95, correct?
Correct.
So I think it would, and it's just my opinion, it might be a problem for us to take additional action.
Correct.
because it may just raise questions as to whether this is a good idea or not, and we're seeking more permission. It may be better for this to be a legal discussion between the two legal teams to say, how do we expedite now the 1995 decision that was already made? You know, what work needs to be done to do what we both said was going to be done, and hopefully avoid permission again? Yes. That's just a thought.
That sounds good, sir. We want to make sure you're still comfortable with us proceeding in this fashion, and if you are, we certainly recommend it. This is very important.
No question.
And if you are, we'll start speaking with legal about the best way to...
Okay. Howard or Kathy, any comments?
My only comment is a location this close to two hospitals is really critical for the town in terms of availability. So I lived in on Old Wanis Drive, which is in Parrish Place, for 28 years. And I know how important this location is. So whatever is the most expeditious manner to handle this is what we ought to do. Have we gotten any legal advice on this, on how the best way to go?
Initially I went to the county council meeting, this before we realized this even occurred, and they were all about redoing the lease. They were very supportive. And then it came out a few days later that this was actually what was going on. We have run it by the attorneys, but the county asked that we come to you first, and like Mr. DeMore said, make sure you're still good with the deed and kind of get a formal request and then go from there. And if it's, you know,
okay,
your
I'm
recommendation
sure that
to go through the legal
they
team.
They probably meant come to council as opposed to come to fire committee.
And I told her we'll come to committee first. Like,
okay.
To make y'all aware, since it's a pretty fire specific item, but then
sure.
Move to overall council approval.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're going to need a motion.
I think we have a motion, yeah. So I think if we can make a motion that the fire committee would recommend to council that we request the original 1995 terms from the county and complete the deed transfer to the town of Mount
Second.
Pleasant.
Yeah, that's very well stated. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that should help, don't you think?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll bring that again Tuesday night. Should be fine, and we'll move forward.
And I'll inform them that it has gone through fire committee for approval to full council, just
great.
So they're aware of the process.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Any other comments by the committee? Okay, hearing none, our meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
And we're back on time again.
Way to go.
We were.
Yeah, we were.
So the person was missing Jake's band. Jake missed recreation.
Yeah, he missed this time.